Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are joined by Bridget Lucchesi. Bridget, thank you so much for giving us time today. She is a licensed mental health person. And what we need most, I think, from you at this point is tips and tools to help us reduce our stress and our anger. And I don't know, Bridget, you know, make sure that we can see the forest for the trees and not take it out on other people. I'm not sure if that's quite the way to put it, but.
Absolutely. No, I completely understand what you're saying. You know, I think, like you said, when the last caller called in, seeing the anger come out, that people are very stressed right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we're stressed, we have to think about a lot of things, and they really are the basics. So some of the basics that my clients have shared that are really working for them through this crisis is being able to, you know, if you think about it, our commutes now are from our bedroom to our kitchen, right?
Yes, yes, exactly.
So being able to keep those rituals, but we may need to be flexible and change them a little bit. You know, getting a routine is important. You know, have a routine in your household. Making sure that you focus on what you can control, not what you can't control. So when we think about anxiety, anxiety is thinking about the past or thinking about the future, right? So when we begin to feel anxious, we can act out and be angry, like the last caller said, to, you know, an innocent bystander that's at the checkout stand. So if we're able to keep our regular routine, sleep schedule, sleep is number one. If we don't sleep, then we're not any good for anyone. Being able to control our meals, you know, when are we eating? Plan your meals, you know, have fun with it. You know, now I'm not a big chef. You know, everybody always joked around and said, well, the world would be ending if Bridget cooked. But the world's not ending, but, you know, this will pass. You know, when we go through crisis and we go through difficult times, it passes. When you look back at your life, at the most difficult times that you've been through, you think, when is this going to end? It will pass. And just saying that to ourselves. You know, a lot of people don't value deep breathing, you know, because it's free, you know, and it's not something you have to get on Amazon and order.
Right.
You know, they pump oxygen into the Las Vegas casinos.
Right.
Why?
Yeah.
To keep people alert, relaxed, so that they'll gamble longer, right?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Really, if you just, even right now, put your hand underneath your belly button, because if you look at a baby in a crib, their bellies go up and down. We're brought in this world to deep breathe, but we're environmentalized to suck in and put our chest back, and then we breathe up in the upper part of our chest. So a deep breath calms our nervous system, but people, again, don't value it because it's free. So if you place your hand under your belly button and just right now take a deep breath together, and imagine pushing that breath down in the lower part of your abdomen. So let's do that together, and listeners. So,
yeah.
And you almost look pregnant, okay, when you push it out. That's when you know you are getting that deep breath. You know, I think during this time we have to have consistency, creativity. A lot of my clients have said that they've been playing games with their kids outside, you know, taking deep breaths throughout the day to calm us. You know, I think it's important to have optimism, listen to a positive podcast, you know, play music, help others. My neighbor just dropped off, you know, some soup at my doorstep unexpectedly. You know, my son went out and he said, somebody left a pot on the front step.
You know? A pot. Yeah.
That's great.
So, you know, we are kind of getting back to the old days, if you will, where you go and borrow a cup of sugar, but you leave it on the doorstep.
Yep.
You know, really, when you think about it, when we're stressed and anxious or depressed, if we do help others, if there's a single parent in your community and you look over and you see their yard's a mess, you know, call and ask them to stay inside and go help them with their weeds. You know, it helps us when we help others. It makes us feel better. But I know a lot of people right now are suffering. They have a loss of a job, you know, loss of money, loss of school, loss of their goals. And so I think it's important during this time to reestablish new goals. This will pass. Plan a vacation, you know, a year from now and talk to your children about that. It's not sometimes the vacation as much as the planning of it that gives us those feel-good, happy feelings.
Well, you're talking with a licensed mental health professional, Bridget Lucchesi, this morning on the Bee Morning Coffee Club. How do you, I mean, the kids can be stressful. They're here all the time now at home. What sort of triggers can you maybe avoid when it comes to maybe taking out your frustration on the kids?
You know, that's a really good question. One of the things I think that a lot of parents are saying is, you know, they don't want to take our feedback. They don't feel like we're as good as the teacher, you know, and I, by the way, I'm not. And so I think rather than forcing it, you know, they'll do the best that they can. They can reach out to their teachers, do something fun with them. Say, you know what, let's take a break from this. And, you know, why don't we go outside and play a game? You know, get back to the old days. I mean, I showed my son the other day, he was learning how to jump rope. I mean, when's the last time we jumped rope? And
right.
I said, I know how to do that. And he said, you do? You know, he's looking over. And I thought, oh, gosh, I hope I can still do it, you know. And so I grabbed that jump rope and started jumping. And, you know, it's like riding a bike. And he was like, wow, Mom. And I said, I think I can do a trick. And he's like, you can?
That's
and
great.
So, you know, but that came off of trying to help him with his homework and him being very frustrated with me.
Yeah.
So I think distraction, you know, taking breaks, taking that moment to say, you know what, we'll get through this. Let's do something else. You know, those types of things, I think, really help us to get through our day.
Sure, sure.
Just if you have a little, you know, my wife and I are arguing over, of all things now, the remote.
Oh, God.
You know, and but it's those little things that can explode if you're not careful.
Sure.
And absolutely.
And ultimately, it's never about the remote.
No.
It's about control
right.
or
yeah.
something like that, yeah. you know, so.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said that, because I think that if we do feel out of control, we
yep.
are in a pandemic, and it's very stressful. And so limiting ourselves to the news, you know, saying we're not going to watch it all day long, thinking about what can we control. We know there are certain things that are out of our control, but if we focus on the basics of what we can control in your day, just reestablish a new routine, have goals and a vision for the day, for the month, for the year. You know, do that home project that you've been putting off. You know, I know there's been birthdays and celebrations during this time, and people say, well, oh, you know, my birthday's during this time. We're not going to be able to celebrate. Sure you can. You know, I had a birthday during this time, and there was a piece of art that my son, you know, painted when he was like 3 or 4. And, you know, all of us say, we're going to frame those. We're going to make it. You know, we never get to it, right?
Yep.
Well, I found a frame, and I put it in there. And I told him, I said, look, I said, you got me a birthday present. We decorated the table and set it, made it nice, and made it fun. You know, we baked a cake together. It's those basic things that kind of turn things around. It's not what we can't control. It's what can we control. And how can we change our mindset and our perception?
That's great. That is absolutely awesome.
These are days that we will look back at.
Right.
Years from now, and we won't laugh at it, but we'll say, boy, remember back then?
Well, and part of these memories will be horrific, and part will be very precious.
And we'll see how it changes us
right
as we move forward.
Exactly.
You're right. It really is looking at the silver lining.
Yeah.
You know,
but,
you know, there are some folks out there that can't control this, and it gets to a point where, you know, it interferes with your ability to function every day. And if you get to that point, there are resources out there. Call your doctor for a referral to a mental health professional. You know, get online. The online phone book nowadays is Psychology Today. You can look at different websites. There's the 211 Lifeline. that is a wealth of resources for mental health, food, shelter. You know, get on your New York State of Health website and look for, if you lost your job, filing for unemployment, looking at small businesses that can get those loans and that are going to be forgiven if they just retain themselves. So look for things that you can control and for resources out there to get the help you need as well.
Thank you. Bridget Lucchesi, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and just your very calm, sensible voice with us today. It's been great. It really has.
Yeah, no, thank you very much.
Most
appreciated. Having me on. Thank you
very much. I should have you on speed dial on my phone. It's great stuff. Great stuff.
Uh-oh. Okay. He's got your number now.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, awesome. Bridget. Thank you very, very much.
Awesome.
Thank you for having me. Yep.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.